I want to ask if you have any comments about the claims that have been made against your company.
99.9% got nothing to do with our company. But the rest is nothing to us. But we did, I think we did everything right and proper. That's I think.
There are workers in Postville who say that they were made to work 14-hour shifts. They were told, said that they were harassed. They were abused by your supervisors.
Because everything is a lie. But they, if they work 14 hours, because nobody tells them to. Well, we don't work no 14 hours. We pay overtime. We pay good pay. Who wants to stay, stays. Who wants to go, goes. Yeah, but it's a slavery. It's not slavery.
I met a boy in Postville who told me he was 16 years old when he went to work at the plant.
Never. I would like to see the plant. I said, baloney. Never, ever, ever. What's the matter with you?
So if nothing is true, then why did you agree to replace your son as CEO of the company?
My son was never a CEO. My son was a vice president there. He was a vice president there. And in order to enforce after such a shock, we want to beef up management. Change management, change rules to do different way. Obvious happened what happened, huh?
But I don't understand. If you say that nothing is true that these people say, then why did you need to make the management better?
For the business, not for the people. The people, we treat people. I wish everybody should be treated like we treat people.
Are you worried about your reputation in the Jewish world, about what people are thinking now about Rubashkin's meat?
Don't worry. No. I worry, sure. You think it's a pleasure to go through what somebody, every reporter wants and writes, allegation what is. We don't produce their drugs, we don't produce their bombs. They've got a mezuzah on the door. They got a mezuzah on the door in a tube in order the water shouldn't go in the moisture, right?
Right.
Bombs. Okay.
The conservative movement is considering a boycott of your company.
A boycott is the American way to make people boycotts. That's just what they will do. They let them do.
Are you worried about the effect that will have on your business?
I don't know what to tell you about that.
What would you say to a kosher consumer who's reading in the newspaper the things that are being written and is worried about buying your food because they think that maybe
my food is 35, we got 21 or 23 inspectors. Every minute the plant is open, is a USDA inspector. We got a lab on the place. We got maybe 30 rabbis there. How can do something which is wrong? If I want to. God forbid, we are ethical people, we don't do not justice to nobody, not to a cat.
Are you concerned that the government might bring charges against your company?
Everybody is concerned. What do you think? You're not concerned if everybody tries to throw stones on you. You're concerned? Everybody is concerned, but I did nothing wrong. People coming there looking for jobs, they bring an ID with a photo, with a number. We paid every week promptly. We deposited the bill holdings in the bank, week in, week out. They got the same identity, what they got the kids in school. The school got the same thing sending to Washington. To get some help for the schools. It's not something what you can hide in your pocket. It's not a drug deal or something deal. If my management abuse somebody, nothing what I know, and I can tell you, if somebody will abuse somebody there, they cannot be there. They are ethical people. Here, over 50 years in business, and we don't do no things, but is But to check cards and engine decks, with the same card the person got to the bank, and with the same card he got his credit card, and with the same card he bought the car. Hey, get the hell out of here.
He's on the bank.
I don't care. I don't say nothing, what I get, what I say difference. The best what I know.
What about the claims that you paid workers $5 an hour?
It's not true. Never in life, when the Toyki plant next door to us paid $3.75 in 1987, we start up with $5 an hour. Then it changed. Our workers starting with $8.60 an hour. We pay overtime time and a half. We got a clinic for not only for the worker, for the whole family. We got dentistry not only for the worker, for the whole family.
You're saying you paid health care?
Absolutely.
No, not.
Absolutely.
Why did it take you until 2 weeks ago to participate in the government verification system?
What?
There was an announcement 2 weeks ago that agriprocessors was going to start participating in a government program to verify social security numbers. It's an electronic system for verification.
We did till now. I don't know why. I cannot answer because I don't know legal things. I don't know. They do what we are people who listen what we told we do. It's not a company was what we have. Goodbye. It's not a company who can hide something. Mm-hmm. We got an open roads. We got the press. We got the police department from town. A matter of fact, I think 2 months ago, we contributed $9,000 to the police department to buy a dog. I was sniffing dope. I don't know why they need the dope. I don't know. But if they ask, we are very peaceful people. We can nothing hide. All the Spanish people, what was there, it was in the open. So nothing, nobody hide anything. It's not something we can operate around the corner.
There was a letter this week from a group of Smicha students in Manhattan. I don't know if you received that letter yet. They told me they were sending it to you, asking you to abide by several principles about work.
Our principles you cannot do. Are you ever was in a packing house?
Never.
Never. And then for you, you don't know really to ask.
They were asking you to pay your workers well and to treat them well.
The lowest worker who hang something or take off and that was the average $440 a week. How much making here and no trade? And people who buy trade can pay maybe, I don't know how much, so I can't tell you, but they pay probably a lot more. That's below minimum wage, the $5 an hour, somebody work for $5 an hour. What's the matter with you? It's hundreds and hundreds of people.
Why do you think it is, Mr. Rubashkin, that your company has been the focus of so much criticism over the last few years?
Because of the competition. Competition, plantain, so all the troubles. I don't know why. I cannot point with a finger why.
I mean, there are 12 government agencies that are investigating your company. That's a lot. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I cannot answer your question. I don't know. Why? Because America is a free country. Everybody can investigate, no?
But why do they investigate you? There's obvious packing houses in America. They
because when they do, maybe, I don't know.
There are some people who have told me that they think that you're being you're the target of anti-Semitism. Do you believe that?
No.
No?
I don't see an anti-Semitism for 20 years, 20-some years being impossible. I don't think. Here and there, maybe, but this is all over. Can't happen.
Are you confident that if it came to a trial that you would be...
I'm 100% confident. I believe in American system and I did nothing wrong. I don't know what the paper. I don't know. You never know. It's not, you don't play nobody, crazy people.
So how do you understand all this? I mean, why do you think this is happening?
I am a philosopher. I don't write a book. I'm only to give you facts. I don't write a book. I don't say who is right, who is wrong, who is this, who is that. But I don't write a book. But the press, terrible. Free press does. It's the same shit like Pravda Unizvestia in Russia. The same crap. I will allow to deal drugs in my premises? What do you think? It's such a Western, such a responsibility. Forget about them, I'm an unmoral person. I never took money there. We reinvest, rebuild, redo, redone. Everybody. And a radius of 1,500 miles, that's not for a minute. All the services, all of the companies. I will jeopardize to make bombs there. A supervisor should push somebody. I will allow the supervisor should demand from somebody money to get a better job. Common sense. Nobody knows exactly what's happening. But common sense supposed to be. This allegation makes you throw you down the river. The people, the Kashas, I have nothing against conservative rabbi. I have nothing against an Orthodox rabbi. I have nothing against any Jew. I have got nothing against any person. People work by us in our plans. We send them to Mayer Clinic because they got cancer. They heal them there. Nobody stay away from that. The car died. And it's alone $1,500. Nobody's mentioned that. Because nobody's interested in anything. And this bing, 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 bing. 19 million illegals here. I don't bring them here. I pay taxes, and the government's supposed to control the stuff. And I'm going on the plane. What they ask for me? And I'm going to play. A photo in there, right? The same thing they're there. Any one of those people goes on the plane. The same thing is done here. Now you got enforcement. Fine. Tell us, we will do work together. But that's what happened. I don't complain. It's not going to help to complain. It has to come. Let the press say most do it, less people believe it. Not one positive. Why somebody should write a book, should write an article? This is the negative. Let's see the positive side. Nobody. The word tzedek. What is tzedek? Can you tell me what tzedek is?
Justice.
What kind of injustice do you have? I want one person to tell me. Besides, they will bribe somebody who talk against the company, or somebody who is planted by an agency.
That's what you think happens?
No, I don't doubt it. I don't know. I have no way to know. But they will say, what can they say against the company? He was in a restaurant in New York, Manhattan. Who serving you there? I'm not supposed to say why, you know. You know, in every store, 13th Avenue, from 30th Street till the end, who working in all the stores? You know yourself. You're getting pumping gas. Who pumping the gas? You know who is that. You're going on the construction site. Who working there? Take a look. We did everything with the book. We did nothing wrong. Then somebody came somewhere and now come to... 5 years later, and he said, they got false, and they said, I sell false $100 bills. Tzedek. What kind of tzedek? It's a very nice word. What kind of tzedek? Tzedek is when you give a person who wants to live. Tzedek is when you give him a salary, he should be able to pay rent. Tzedek is when he is sick, he should have a doctor. That's it, tzedek. And if he don't want to work, you tell him you will be friends. Goodbye. Nobody holds somebody by the hand. I don't talk this to you to impress you. I'm willing you should come over when I'm there. I have nothing, nothing was to hide. We got 23 U.S. inspectors. But I'm very, very embarrassed with the conservatives. Very embarrassed. Ayid supposed to, with a carto, with a rashto. This is the first thing. First find out, and then ask around. This is a basic. If not, why the whole movement?
Didn't they come to your plant to visit? Rabbi Allen from Minneapolis?
Minneapolis was invited.
Right?
Yeah.
So they investigated, didn't they?
This was one time, 2 years ago. One time. I wasn't there, I don't know. We, every single week, we took $60,000, $70,000. with a list delivered to the bank. This list, Social Security, FICA, withholding, and the government processes this, right?
Right.
They took the money. They took the documentation. Why they took the money? They should give the money back.
Why should they give the money back?
Why they took the money? We are fine. They accept it. It's accepted. This poison is accepted. No? In your book? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, why, who should they give the money back to?
I don't know. It's not a minister. I don't need money back. But I'm trying to prove you, but you don't want to listen to them.
You're saying to me that because they took the tax money that you collected from your workers, that shows that everything was kosher.
Positively. Week in, week out. Day in, day out. Year in, year out. Well,